Welcome to this Heart-Based Living series of podcasts. I'm Nigel.
Hi, I'm Tricia.
And we thought today we'd have a conversation around uncertainty, particularly given the current times.
Yeah, I think uncertainty is a good topic for now, because I think for most of us, I think that's the thing we have in common. Most people are facing uncertainty in some way, and especially what's happening around the world. And I mean, I know we're facing it here with COVID, with changing situations. Virtually day by day, things are changing. And I've noticed that for many people, it's the uncertainty of what's ahead that is creating so many anxieties. And so uncertainty is probably a topic that we could really explore and see the what that involves.
And one of the things I wanted to share is I had a realization a while back, Tricia, that really every day is uncertain. You know, whilst we think things follow a pattern, you know, in truth, it's luck whether that pattern will actually run that day. I mean, some days we can leave to go to work or take the kids to school or whatever, and we can be 10 minutes early. And another day we can be 10 minutes late. And that's because of something called variation. So firstly, things are not permanent, even though they might feel they are. And secondly, we have variation. And there's a lot of variation, even with things like when we get out of bed in the morning. You know, sometimes I get out of bed to go for a run and I'm ready to go. And other days I'm like, oh, I feel so lethargic and slow. What is that?
Well, I mean, it is interesting with that because, you know, it's true. There is variation. We really don't know how our body's going to pull up in the morning, how foods are going to affect us, how we're going to respond to the weather. And really, that's what we're facing now. We've so much variation in what we're being exposed to. But somehow we feel that we've used this should, oh yes, but I did it yesterday, so I should be able to do it today. And that is what's creating this discomfort, because I think just as humans, we like to feel like we can have a sense of control over stuff and we should be able to control things. But like you said, the reality is the thing that's really certain is this variation.
And so in our heart, mind, body and spirit, all of those are moving around all the time, really, and they might move in a narrow range often, but they are moving and changing. And of course, we all get older. There's a demonstration of variation. We get older, and as we get older, things feel differently and so on. Now, when we then couple this variation with uncertainty, we can see perhaps that we can maybe embrace the uncertainty rather than I need to know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day, and then I'll worry it won't happen. Maybe we can say, we don't know what's going to happen. We'll be the best we can be in every moment, and we'll take it as it comes. You know, we'll have a plan to an extent that we might intend to do something, but it might change, someone might cancel, but it won't be the end of the world because we're expecting variation that happens all the time. And then we get to things like COVID, where numbers are changing every day. There are different vaccines available. There are different views on whether we vaccinate or not, and all of those things. So even that variation, you know, we may feel today, oh, I'm not sure about vaccination, but tomorrow we may, if we're open and we look at the research and so on, we might feel, you know what, it's reached a tipping point for me in you know, whether I feel safe with my variation and the variation of everyone else, and what that might mean for me if say I would contract COVID.
Well, I think it's changing the relationship with uncertainty that becomes something that's really important through this time, because as we have this this okay relationship with uncertainty, rather than being in the uncertainty and letting it, you know, affect us in this way that we've, you know,
well, with anxiety, for example.
Yeah, the anxiety, because previously we wanted to know and we've, you know, tried to control things. So, I mean, that's becomes the kindness to the self, because no longer do you need to be in it and being pummeled around within that. You can actually have this, you know, this kind of relationship with it, this understanding. And like you had said, it is actually a reality always. We've always thought we had control, but sometimes, as you said, there are things that come in to play that we had no idea they were going to come in from left field. That's the reality of life.
And actually, the interesting thing is most people who watch a movie or a TV show or whatever, they actually like it when they don't know what's going to happen. And it was not expected, and, oh, you know, I wasn't expecting that. Or we go and watch a sport like footy, and we sort of want the excitement of not knowing how we'd like our team to win, but we like that excitement. So maybe we could bring that way of seeing things to our life and actually say, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen next, but I'm going to embrace it and enjoy it, whatever it is, whatever happens, however things change or vary.
I just think that's a great example and a great way, you know, because I think a lot of people can relate to that. You know, that is that apprehension in your body, that excitement. So I feel that that could be something really helpful to draw from in these times. And, you know, yes, our teams, we may get disappointed at the end of a game because our team may not win. And it's a little bit like with what's happening in our lives. There are things that are going to be happening that we perhaps prefer they didn't. However, we have enjoyed the fact that we've embraced that the journey of it.
Well, I've seen people who, you know, arranged a meal or something, and then someone rings up or calls and says, "I'm sorry, I can't come," and that person just stews on it for the whole evening. Like, oh, I can't believe they let me down. They let me down. They didn't come. I prepared. I did all this. Whereas part of us could almost say, well, you know what, I wasn't expecting that. And obviously that person wasn't expecting it. Something's happened for them in their lives and they've made a choice. And now we can make a choice and say, well, you know, instead of, oh, I'm devastated, it can be, okay, well, what can I do with that? Oh, maybe I'll invite someone else. Maybe I'll donate the food, or maybe I'll have an evening to myself, whatever. We can then make choices with this. We can embrace the uncertainty and the variation and see it as what it brings to us in the choices that we can then make.
I think what's good about that is, yes, we can acknowledge, yes, we're disappointed, but we also then can know that we can do something else with it. And when we talk about a heart-based approach to living, in a way, this is part of that, because for those moments, yes, we acknowledge the disappointment. So we're not denying the fact that we're disappointed and we had prepared a nice meal and it was, you know, we were going to be sharing that with the people we love and all of that. But because we've moved towards this other and understanding that I can make a different choice, and even that can bring something helpful and positive to others, what it means is that for less time we're in the angst, and then in more time we can know how to keep ourselves well, because we're not ruminating, we're not angry, bitter, and sometimes when we get into that spiral in our heads, you know, that negative spiral that can be very damaging on ourselves.
And we can often then do what we call bearing a grudge and go, I'm never inviting that person again. Or worse, we can make a rule that says, oh, don't invite people, don't rely on them because they'll let you down. Well, in a way, if we embraced uncertainty, we wouldn't be needing these rules that limit our lives. We would actually say, okay, disappointed, as you say, Tricia, they're not coming. What am I going to do with that time? I know, I was always going to do a drawing or write a song, or I was going to have a walk. I'll go and do that instead.
Making use of time.
Make a different choice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, often we run out of time with things that we want to do anyway. So we can see that and just, you know, we can, as you say, acknowledge the disappointment. We're not saying pretend it didn't matter. What we're saying is we move on to another opportunity that we can then do with that uncertainty and that variation that's occurred in our life, that we had a bit of a plan, but it hasn't worked out.
Well, this, I believe, relates to a little bit of adaptability. And we talk about the concept of being able to adapt. So I feel that this really underpins our capacity to adapt as we practice this other way of letting that disappointment move through us, making other choices, moving into that. What's actually happening, we're adapting to that uncertainty and that change more rapidly. And especially now with what's happening and things changing so rapidly, this ability to adapt to something else is going to be very important as we move forward with
what we've got. We've got COVID, we've got Christmas, we've got all sorts of things. And there's so much, I don't know, pressure on it, you know, on a day. You know, well, if things go wrong, and instead of saying, oh, my Christmas is ruined, we can say, you know what, when that situation's over, we can have Christmas in January or in February. We can just have it another time if it was something we all wanted together. We don't have to be fixated by a date and say, wasn't on that day, it's ruined. We can just say, you know what, I can, as you say, adapt. I'll do something else with that time. And then when the opportunity next arises for us to be together, we'll find a way. And, you know, with COVID and the new strains, the uncertainty that is that is really a metaphor for our life. And we can be our best in our moments. We can embrace uncertainty, accept there is variation in every day. And then, as you say, it's better for our own selves because we can then be positive and make choices about what we do.
And this is a great time to actually really learn and to learn perhaps some of the rules and the fixed stuff that we have in our lives, that sometimes now it's an opportunity to go, actually, I don't need that fixed in that way. This is a time where I may be able to look at it differently, do it differently, and perhaps even discover something that you love even more. So so this is a time where, through the unpredictableness of what's going on, we can discover something new, and this is what's available to us now. So, you know, if we're prepared to sort of really practice some of these other ways,
and it really does bring benefit to our heart, mind, body, and spirit. And when we can look at all of those and say, well, actually, seeing things in this way, seeing things differently, will allow us to live differently, more kindly to ourselves and to others, but most importantly, happily.